there, all you guys and gals, you hip cats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is Tales from the Flip Side, and I am your host, John Pica, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, and I am the comic book-loving, time-traveling, deco-punk prophet of pop culture. That's right, I said deco-punk. I'm going to start using deco-punk in my personal description moving forward. Deco-punk is a subset of diesel-punk, which is really more in line with my personal style and aesthetics. And we'll be talking more about that. You can listen to some of my commentary on flavors of diesel-punk and what is diesel-punk on previous episodes, and we'll come back to that later on. But welcome back to Tales from the Flip Side. And on this episode, I want to talk about comic books for people who hate superhero comics. See, a lot of times people don't get into comics because they don't like superheroes, and they think that all comics are just superheroes, and that's not true. And I've got a list of a few of my favorites that are great, great reads, great stories, beautiful artwork, and appeal to people who aren't into superheroes. Now, before we get into that list, we want to acknowledge our sponsor for this episode, Comic Bento. Speaking of comics, they deliver a mystery box of graphic novels, full-length graphic novels or collected trade paperback editions to your doorstep. There's $50 to $60 worth of graphic novels, usually four, sometimes five, sometimes even six graphic novels that comes in that big, colorful, bright box, and you get it for right at around $25 after shipping. Go to mycomicbento.com and sign up today. You'll get 5% off through our affiliate link, and it helps us out. That's mycomicbento.com. All right, so let's jump into comics for people who don't like comics and or who don't like superheroes. And there are a lot of great ones out there, quite honestly. And I'm not going to run down all of them, but Ghosted is good, and Saga, and East to West, Black Science. Three of my favorites, which were on a previous episode, five diesel punk comics you should be reading. Moonshine, which is Appalachian werewolves during Prohibition. Half Past Danger, which is an elite team of military spies and operatives fighting during World War II to prevent the Nazis from weaponizing dinosaurs and dinosaur DNA. And Betty Page. Betty Page is recast as a secret agent, and her modeling career, her acting career, is just a front for her activities as a secret agent. It's really pretty cool. And those three are actually in my top three books. And but I wanted to talk about a few others that I also love and that I've been reading over the last couple of months, last couple of years in some cases. First up, comics for people who hate superheroes, Dr. Aphra. Now, Dr. Aphra is a character in the Star Wars canon universe that spun out of the Darth Vader series. It's written by, and forgive me if I mispronounce her name, Kyron Gillen, and co-written by Simon Spurrier. And the series takes place between Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, and Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back. And it follows the conclusion of the Darth Vader, or it follows up after the conclusion of the Darth Vader series, but it focuses on the main character, Shelley Lana Aphra. And Dr. Aphra is an intergalactic archaeologist. actually, she's a female Indiana Jones in the Star Wars universe. Actually, if you want to think about this, she's Indiana Jones and Han Solo mashed together in a female form. She's an archaeologist grave robber who sells off her treasures to the highest bidder. And she's got a murderous protocol droid and a Wookiee that accompanies her. But great writing, beautiful artwork, and this series is a lot of fun. It's the best Star Wars series that's out there right now. And Dr. Aphra is just a fantastic character. Of all of the new characters that they've created in the comics, she is the best, and that's why she got her own spinoff series. Up next, comics for people who hate superheroes. This is a series that fits in the Dieselpunk timeline, 1926. It's The Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini. Actually, the complete title is Minky Woodcock, : The Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini. Underappreciated at her father's acclaimed detective agency, the fabulous rabbit-loving Minky Woodcock straps on her gumshoes in order to uncover a magical mystery involving noted author Arthur Conan Doyle and world-famous escape artist Harry Houdini. This is written and art by Cynthia von Bueller, also known as Countess von Bueller. And she's an American artist, performer, playwright, and children's book author. Now, that shocked me when I read children's book author, because The Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini is filled with adult themes and nudity. This is not a book for kids. The artwork, though, is beautiful. It looks to me like she does a similar style of artwork to my friend Janet Lee, which is, each individual character, each individual set is hand-drawn, cut and pasted, and modge-podged. I'm not 100% sure of that, but that's what the art looks like to me. It's a very complicated, painted style, but it's really cool, and it's a great read, especially if you're a Harry Houdini fan. It really focuses around Harry Houdini's murder. Oh, you didn't know he was murdered? Well, Countess von Bueller knew that. And Minky Woodcock is one of the central characters to track down his murderer. Great, great series. And I think it's getting ready to wrap up right now, but you can pick it up and check that out. All right, Rasputin. This is not the current Mike Mignola series. Rasputin, I think it's called Voice of the Dragon. No, this is a previous series. It was an ongoing series about the historical Russian figure Grigori Rasputin. It was written by Alexander Grishin, and Riley Rosmo did the artwork. Beautiful art. Just gorgeous painterly style. And it chronicles the rise, fall, murder, and intimate resurrection of Rasputin, who actually either time travels or is resurrected in the 1980s and climbs the political ladder in the U.S. Really, really, really strong. And you can get it in two different volume trade paperbacks, collected editions. They've got the first, I want to say, five or six issues in a collection, and then the remaining issues of the series in another collection. So volume one and two, Rasputin. And finally, on my list of comics for people who hate superheroes is Trigger Man. I love this series. It's by legendary director Walter Hill. After years behind bars, Roy Nash never thought he'd walk the mean streets of Chicago again, let alone see his beloved one last time. When the city's mafia elite spring the notorious gun for hire, Roy once again finds himself thrown headfirst into a life of bloodshed and bullets as he sprints a breathless race to save the girl he left behind. This is a great, great series. And it wasn't until I had it in trade paperback form that I really appreciated it. I collected the individual issues, and you know, I really didn't get into it the same way that I did in trade paperback form. So you can get the complete series in one collected edition, and it's fantastic. I highly recommend it. Now, all of these books that I mentioned, Dr. Aphra, Girl Who Handcuffed Houdini, Rasputin, and Trigger Man, as well as Moonshine, Half Past Danger, and Betty Page, they're all available in individual single issues, or you can get them in collected editions, many of them. Betty Page hasn't been collected yet. I expect to see that collection come out in the next next few weeks, if not the next month. But you can go get the individual issues in comic shops. I am a personal fan of individual issues. I really love the ability and portability of individual issues. But if you don't have a local comic book shop near you, or you don't have a Barnes & Noble or a Books A Million where you can pick up trade paperbacks, you can get all of these titles on Comixology. Comixology is a great, great digital platform for reading comics and buying comics. It's an Amazon company, but it's really the best out there, best of breed. And if you've got a tablet, a Kindle, or an iPad, it's just gorgeous the way they've created this app and the way comics look in the digital format. It's really great. Now, I personally think that you should support your local comic book shop first and buy the individual issues or the trade paperbacks in print form. But if you don't have that ability, Comixology, Comixology.com is a great way to go. And actually, I use Comixology to try out new stuff because they always have these great 99-cent sales or free sneak previews. And it's a great way to try out new stuff that you've never read before. And there are some cool things on Comixology that are exclusive. And maybe in a couple of weeks, we'll talk about the worthwhile titles, the Dieselpunk exclusive titles on Comixology. That'll be a great future episode, and you'll want to tune into that. Well, one last time, I want to remind you of our sponsor, Comic Bento. You can get a mystery box of graphic novels in your mailbox every month. Go to mycomicbento.com. If you like our podcast, if you like Tales from the Flipside, make sure you check out my other content, the book Tales from the Flipside, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Audible, Goodreads, wherever you get your books, you can get a version of it in your favorite format. Check out my YouTube channel, Big Daddy Cool's Tales from the Flipside on YouTube. We do live reviews of news, comics, movies, No Fan Left Behind, going to conventions, and of course you can see my live performances. Live magic, magic in studio, music. We got some cool stuff coming up. So you'll want to go there, click subscribe and comment, and that gets you entered to win our monthly giveaway. So you got a couple of different ways to interact with me. Live shows, the book, this podcast, and the YouTube channel. And you can connect with me at BigDaddyCoolShows.com. Everything links up there, how to buy the books, how to listen to the podcasts, how to get tickets to the live shows, and how to connect with me via email, social media, and all of that stuff. So check that out, BigDaddyCoolShows.com. One last thing, make sure if you like the content that we're producing, drop a tip in the digital tip jar at patreon.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. We're asking for $1, $2, $5 just to help us out. Let us know that you appreciate what we're doing, and that will be great. And don't forget, share this podcast. If you like it, share it with 200 or 300 of your closest friends and family. Make sure you post a review on iTunes, on Stitcher. Post a review of the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads. Post comments on YouTube, on the YouTube channel, and subscribe. Let us know that you're out there and that you like what we're doing, and that would be great. Well, guys and gals, that is it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.